really a privilege to have the opportunity to be able to baptize those who make a public profession of faith. In our pre-service little meeting where we're talking about some of the things that were going to happen tonight, gave me reason to remember my baptism 42 years ago. So I got baptized when I was 7, and here I am. I do not actually base my salvation off of when I was baptized. I base my salvation off the fact that I believe in Jesus today and continue to pray for his strength to grow in faith more and more. But faith starts somewhere. Seeds of faith get planted, and then they ought to be watered. They ought to be prayed for, and then we trust the Lord to grow them. So in our church context, we are glad to recognize little faith, not being little faithed, but we're glad to recognize faith as expressed in its ability, however young. Everybody who gets baptized to some degree or another gets baptized at their most spiritually immature point. Usually you don't wait until you are super spiritual and then you get baptized. Baptism is the initial ordinance. It's the initial step of obedience. So we're not saved because we get baptized. We're saved because we believe. And when we believe, we obey what the Lord has said. So baptism is not my idea. Baptism is not the elder's idea. Baptism is a requirement from the Lord Jesus Christ himself. So here we are doing something that has been being done for 2,000 years across many languages, across many generations. So we are participating in an age-old ordinance, but that has just as much meaning for those who are professing their faith tonight as it has for all those who have gone before us. Jesus did actually say that those who confess him before men, he will confess before his Father. And this sort of public profession of faith is something not only that then Jesus commands, but is actually something that Jesus blesses. He blesses those who obey him. And even for those of us who maybe were baptized a long time ago, an opportunity like tonight gives us reason to think back about our own baptism. While we're celebrating these young testimonies, we can think back about how the Lord has been gracious to continue to grow us and keep us and preserve us, however many years it's been, and the responsibilities we still have as disciples to obey him and confess him, as is consistent with our baptism. So we've got 5 young ladies who are going to get baptized tonight. Charlotte Wivemeyer is a 6th young lady who is ready to be baptized. But since Dan is out of town right now, we're going to postpone her. Apropos, because my sermon this morning was about waiting, all of these ladies have had to wait extra time because their families all originally agreed to have them get baptized on November 5th, a month ago. But then I remembered I was supposed to have a shot for pain in my back and wasn't supposed to be, even though like Berkeley Weinberg is probably not going to be really stressing out my lower back or vertebrae. Even still, seemed like it would be better to postpone it. So then all of the girls were excited for November 5th. And then we postponed it, and I didn't even get the shot then. So, horrible, horrible. But they have been gracious and waited, and they are ready. And so here we go to get our first one started with Berkeley. Hello, Berkeley.
Hi.
Yeah, you can say hi to everybody out there. Yeah. Okay, so Berkeley, why do you want to get baptized?
Because I believe in Jesus.
You believe in Jesus. That's a great reason. So, what is so important about Jesus? Was Jesus a regular man?
No, he didn't look. he didn't have a body like men. We don't know what he was like, but he didn't have a body like men.
Well, I think what you mean is he did have a body like men, but he was also what?
Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. He was man and God.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's why we celebrate Christmas, right? Because then God was born a man. Okay. And then when Jesus was born and when he grew up, did Jesus ever sin?
No.
No disobedience for Jesus. And then what happened to Jesus?
He died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins, right? Because he didn't sin, so he died for our sins. Now, is Jesus still dead?
No. He rose again.
Yeah. And that's what we celebrate on Resurrection Sunday, or Easter time, right?
Yes.
He rose again from the dead, right? So you said Jesus did not have his own sin, and he died for our sins. Can you tell me what sin is? What does that mean?
It means disobeying your parents.
Okay, yeah. That's a big example that he gives, or a big command he gives to kids to obey their parents.
Yeah.
So, have you sinned?
Sometimes.
Yeah. You've disobeyed your parents? Yeah. I mean, we have all sinned. So we all actually need Jesus because we've all sinned. And so Jesus died for our sins because when we sin, what do we really deserve?
We deserve death.
Right. We deserve to die when we disobey. So Jesus died in our place so that we could have salvation. So how do you get that salvation from Jesus? Do you have to, like, figure out how to pay him a bunch of your allowance?
No.
No? And any money that you have to pay him at all?
Nope.
Okay. How about, do you have to go to a special place or find a secret cave or anything like that?
No.
Okay. You're right. So what do you need to do to be saved?
To believe in him.
To believe in him, which is what you said at the beginning. You want to be baptized because you believe in Jesus. So all of these people who are here, they are hearing you say that Berkeley believes in Jesus, and so you want them to know that you are a Christian.
Yes.
Yeah. And you go to school here, and so you're in kindergarten. So Mrs. Hall and Mrs. Avia are your teachers, or not Mrs. Avia, Mrs. Leiden.
Yes.
Yeah. So they're going to know that you are a baptized Christian young lady, and they might say, Berkeley, you've been baptized. You're supposed to obey Jesus. You say you want to follow him, so you're good with that.
Yes.
Yeah. That's good. And then you get to start having communion with us every week?
Yes.
Yeah, you're looking forward to that? Yeah. Well, they're not going to be able to see you once we come down here. I haven't sent her out yet. Berkeley, based off of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, Brigida, can you tell everybody your name?
Brigida Smith.
Yeah. I was helping by getting out your first one, too. So, Brigida, why do you want to be baptized tonight?
So everybody knows that I'm a Christian.
So everybody knows you are a Christian. Good. So what is a Christian? What does a Christian person believe?
That...
In particular, that they believe something about Jesus. So who is Jesus?
He's the Son of God.
He's the Son of God, right. Jesus is the Son of God. And then Jesus was born a man. right? And then Jesus lived a life of obedience, and then what happened to Jesus?
He died on the cross for our sins.
He died on the cross for our sins, right? Did he deserve to die?
No.
No. He hadn't sinned. He didn't do anything wrong. So he died on the cross for our sins. Now, is Jesus still dead?
No.
No, what happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
On the third day, right? We celebrate that on Easter, right? Yeah. Good, so he said he died on the cross for our sins. What is sin? What does it mean to sin?
Disobeying God.
Okay, disobeying God. Where do we learn what God wants us to do? Where do we find God's commandments?
In the Bible.
In the Bible, right. So that is kind of God to tell us, but then he tells us also not just what is sin, but he tells us what we deserve if we sin. What do we deserve when we sin?
Death.
Yeah, the wages of sin is death, which is why we needed Jesus to die for us so that we don't have to die for our sins, right? Yeah. So how do you get the forgiveness of Jesus' death and resurrection? How do you get that? Do you have to, like, give him your house?
No.
No? Or your car?
No.
You don't even have a house or car, so that would be bad if that's how it happened. So how do you get salvation from Jesus?
From believing in him.
Believing in him, that's right. Now, once we believe in him, then we obey him. But it's not because of our works that save us. It's by faith. Yeah. Can you tell me what baptism is a picture of?
God, the dying, and then getting raised again.
Good, yeah. So when you go down in the water, it's like you are united with Jesus in his death and burial, and then you being raised up to walk in new life. So that's what you want to do. Good. So remind me what grade you're in.
First
grade. So Mrs. Avia. So Mrs. Avia is going to know that Brigida Smith is a baptized young Christian woman. She's going to know that then you want to obey Jesus. You're good with that. Your mom and your dad, they're going to know it. Your siblings, all right. All of these people. Yeah, that's why you're here. It's good. Okay, Brigida.
Yep. You can still see? Yep. Okay, go ahead and hold one of your wrists. Yep, there you go.
Brigida, based off of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, come stand by the mic. Yeah, yeah. There you go. Okay, this is Ava Lug. Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good, so Ava, why would you like to be baptized tonight?
To have communion.
Okay, to have communion. Because our church has communion every week. And so you see it every Sunday that people are having communion, right?
Yeah.
And can you tell me, what does the bread picture at communion?
Jesus' body.
Right. And what does the cup or the wine remind us of?
His blood.
His blood, right. So we have communion every week. And we remember his body and his blood, because what did Jesus do with his body and blood?
He died on the cross.
Right. So Jesus died. So we're remembering his death every week when we have communion. Yeah. Now, is Jesus still dead?
No.
No. What happened to him?
He rose again on the third day.
Right. He rose again on the third day. So he's alive. And he tells us that anybody who believes in him can have salvation and live with him as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we actually sinned. Can you tell me what sin is?
Lying.
Okay, lying is a big example of a sin, right? So it's really anything that God tells us to not do. That's disobedience, so that's sin. And he tells us that when we sin, what do we deserve?
Death.
Right. So, did Jesus deserve to die?
No.
Did he ever sin? No, he did not deserve to die. So that's how he could die in our place. So how do you get Jesus to forgive you? Do you have to, like, pay him millions of bucks?
No.
No? Do you have to give him all of your toys?
No.
No? What do you have to do?
Believe.
Believe, right. So Jesus is God. He died. He was sinless. He died for our sins. And then he rose up from the grave on the third day. So you believe all that?
Yeah.
Okay. And you want to be with the church having communion every Sunday to remember Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are in second grade. Mm-hmm. So Mrs. Hathaway, I saw Mrs. Hathaway here. Mrs. Hathaway is going to know that her student Ava is a baptized young Christian lady. Are you good with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you want your family to know, you want all these church people to know that you love Jesus and you want to obey him.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Well, Ava, based off of your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Okay, hi Karina.
Hello.
Did I get your name right?
Yes.
You want to tell everybody what your name is?
Karina.
Good, good. Yep, okay. So Karina, why are you here to be baptized tonight? Why do you want to get baptized?
Because God said so.
Okay. She said, because God said so. And that is actually another really good answer to the question. Because it wasn't your dad or mom's idea, right? Yeah, it's not my idea. It's because God says to get baptized, or to get baptized. Yeah, to obey him. Good. So in particular, we learn about baptism from Jesus. And what's so important about Jesus?
That he died for our sins.
Okay, he died for our sins. Now, did Jesus ever sin?
No.
No. So he died for our sins, not for his own sins. He didn't have any sins. He was perfect when he lived, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what does sin mean? If he died for our sins and we're sinners, what does that mean? Or, like, can you think of an example of a sin?
Lying.
Lying is a sin, right? He says to tell the truth, mm-hmm. not to lie. Mm-hmm. Or disobeying our parents. Mm-hmm. That's a sin, right? Really, anything that he commands that we don't obey, that is a sin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Jesus also says that those who sin deserve what?
Death.
They deserve death. Yeah. So he died so that we could be forgiven and have salvation. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So he died and he was buried. And then he rose again. And is that what baptism is also showing?
Yes.
Yeah, so you are about ready to be buried, but thankfully it's water, mm-hmm. not dirt. And I have never left anybody buried in the water, but have always brought them back up. So you are identified with Jesus being buried in the likeness of his death. And then you'll be raised back up to walk in that newness of life that he promises. And so that's what you want everybody to know. You believe in Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah. You want them to know that you are with Jesus and his people.
Yes.
And then you get to have communion with us.
Yes.
Yeah, good. Then Karina, is my privilege based off your profession of faith to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you can put your legs across the little stool if you want. Yeah, how's that work? Okay. Okay, this is Ella Beth, or Ella. I got it right. Yeah. And Ella, why would you like to get baptized tonight?
So I can be a part of the church.
Okay, to be a part of the church. In one way, like, I recognize you because you're a part of the church already. But this baptism acknowledges that you are a Christian and part of the membership of the church. and then you get to have communion with us. So you want everybody to know that you want in. You want to be recognized as part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. So in particular, when we meet as a church and we worship, we're worshiping God through Jesus. So what is so important about Jesus? Who was he? What did he do?
He rose again in 3 days.
He rose again in 3 days, which means what happened to him first?
He died on the cross.
He died on the cross, right. Now, why did he die? Did he die because he had done something wrong?
No.
No? Had Jesus ever done anything wrong?
No.
No. So why did Jesus die? Who did he die for?
Us.
He died for us, right. Jesus died on the cross for our sins, not for his own. So can you tell me what sin is, like what an example of sin is?
Disobeying God.
Disobeying God, yeah. Any disobedience to God is a sin. And then when we sin, what does God say we deserve?
Death.
We deserve death. So we actually needed a substitute. We needed somebody to die for us so that we didn't have to die, right? Yeah. So you believe that Jesus is God who became a man, and then he died on the cross for our sins, and he's not still dead. You said he rose again.
Mm-hmm.
And how do we get him to save us? Do we have to give him something or do something or give food or stuff to homeless people? Do we have to do any of those things to be saved?
No.
No? Now, those are good things, but they're not what we have to do to be saved. What do we have to do to be saved?
Believe in God.
Believe in him, right? So you have said what you believe, and in particular related to salvation in Jesus. And that means that all of these people know that Jesus is who you're going to worship and obey. That's good for you. You want to be connected with these people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know these people?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, they are actually some awesome people. And this is a great church to want to be a part of. So thank you for your public profession of faith in Jesus and wanting to be a part of the church. And in light of your profession, Ella, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So Ella was number 5. She's the oldest of that group, and all of them could use our continued encouragement and prayers. Their families can continue to use prayers, as parents in particular continue discipling their young Christians to obey all that Jesus has commanded. One of the things that I often say during baptisms is that God has actually given the ordinance of baptism as a weapon in our sanctification. So in Romans chapter 6, when Paul was talking about whether we should sin, that grace should abound. He said, don't you know, you shouldn't keep sinning. Don't you know that you have been baptized in Christ? You have died with Christ to sin and been raised to walk in newness of life. So when we are tempted to sin, when we are in a difficult time where temptations are strong, one of the weapons we have is to remember our baptism, to remember our identity with Christ. We're not the same. We're not our own. He purchased us. We're with him. We have new life in him. So part of our responsibility as Christians is to keep remembering our baptism. And we obviously then, as a church, we get to have communion week by week. That is good reminder of what Jesus has done for us as well. But our baptism is that starting point that we look back to and we get encouragement from his reminder of our identity with him. So it's part of our job to remember that for ourselves as disciples, and it's part of our job to be reminding one another of not just that privilege, but that responsibility. So each one of these young ladies, may they have grandkids and watch their grandkids get baptized as well if the Lord does not return before then. May they also see their young grandkids and still have that faith that grows and is fruitful. And again, that's part of all of our jobs, to be encouraging one another to keep that faith growing and remembering our identity with Christ. So I am going to pray in just a moment. When I am done praying, I'm going to invite you to greet one another. And then after you greet one another for a few minutes, we'll have some announcements and then sing a little bit more. But why don't you stand and I'll pray and then I'll let you greet each other and find those young ladies who are already dried off and back out among you. Let me pray. Father, thank you for Berkeley and for Brigida and for Ava and Karina and Ella. Thank you for their boldness to, even in tender years, to stand up in front of your people and confess their faith in your Son. I ask that you would bless them for their faith, and then that faith that even obeyed, and that then you would continue to grow their faith and equip them for the callings and responsibilities that you have for them, even as members of the church, part of your body. Help us all to keep growing ourselves, keep stimulating and growing our faith, that we would be honoring your Son, that we would be ready to confess his name wherever we are and through all of our behavior, and then explicitly even in our words, that we would give you the credit for the forgiveness and life and salvation we have in Jesus. And we pray this in his name. Amen.